At 6:06, it is clear, 74 in Tulsa, climbing to 93 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The drought is getting worse. The U.S. Drought Monitor report released yesterday shows all of Tulsa County now in the exceptional or worst case category. State climatologist Gary McManus says there may be a break, however, starting tonight.
This rainfall event we have coming in the next few days certainly looks promising. It won't end the drought, of course, but it certainly might, you know, ease some of the impact.
He says every drop of rain will help, but he fears we'll be dealing with the long-term aspects of the drought for some time to come. There is a 70% chance of rain over the weekend. We will have more with McManus coming up at 7:35 this morning. Well, now that Creek County is covered under a federal disaster declaration, how do the wildfire victims go about getting help? Oklahoma Emergency Management Deputy Director Michael Ann Uten says go to disasterassistance.gov.
Don't prejudge your eligibility for federal disaster assistance. You won't know what you qualify for unless you make the call.
She says it'll take about 20 minutes to fill out the forms, and if you lost a computer in the fire, she says you can use a library computer. Even as state revenues improve, a warning comes out about the potential devastating impacts of federal budget cuts.
A report from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities states without new revenues, federal deficit reduction efforts will mean devastating cuts in education, transportation, law enforcement, and social programs. David Blatt is with the Oklahoma Policy Institute.
Voters need to put candidates on the spot and ask them what their plan is to pay for the services that we need.
Blatt says that states, including Oklahoma, face a growing gap between the cost of providing services and revenues collected to pay for them. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Tariq Ol Bethel murder-for-hire trial could go to the jury this afternoon. Convenience store owner Muhammad Aziz was on the stand yesterday. Bethel is accused of killing Tulsa Neil Sweeney because Sweeney's business shut off the gasoline supply to Aziz's store for non-payment. Well, speaking of gasoline, another huge jump in the gasoline prices in Tulsa. Regular unleaded is now at $3.59 a gallon in Tulsa. That is up some 12 cents from yesterday evening's commute home from work. Well, you can vote before next Tuesday's runoff election by going to the Tulsa County Election Board today, tomorrow, or Monday.
We have early voting at the Election Board, which is located at 555 North Denver. We will be here on Friday and Monday from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. and on Saturday from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m.
Election Board Secretary Patty Bryant says otherwise you have to wait till Tuesday to cast your ballot. And there is this morning. No doubt you have noticed crickets are becoming plentiful this year. Oklahoma State University's Rick Grantham says if you've just been stomping on the crickets on the front porch, you may want to rethink that because crickets seem to have a cannibalistic side.
Crickets eat dead crickets, and so if you don't remove their dead bodies, then all you're doing is providing more food for them, and that's just going to keep the population going and going.
Grantham blames the cricket baby boom on the lack of blister beetles this summer. It seems blister beetles also enjoy tasty crickets. I know, you're eating breakfast. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today. A high of 93 tonight, thunderstorms possible, 71 for an overnight low. Tomorrow and Sunday, rain will be very likely, 1 to 3 inches possible over northeast Oklahoma with a high of 86. National Weather Service radar this morning showing no precipitation in our part of the state. Now at 6:10, it is clear in 74. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.